The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 980 CFPL.
Now, the experts on 980 CFPL.
And good morning, this is Brian Nuttall. The show is presented by KIDA, the world's largest manufacturer of fire safety products, including smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, fire extinguishers, escape ladders, and fire safety accessories. And we are live to air from Home Depot today, the London East location on Clark Road at Dundas. Our clocks have sprung forward today, which means spring is around the corner, and safety expert Sharon Cooksey from KIDA is back on 980 CFPL's Experts to share a few spring safety tips that could help save a life. In fact, this could be one of the most meaningful days of anybody's life.
That's absolutely right. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you again.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it was 2 years ago that you joined us.
It was 2 years ago, and I missed you last year. So we're here.
We're going to cover today what we can do better to protect our families from many potential hazards.
That's right. That's right. We want everyone to stay safe, especially today, right, which is our time, the day we change our clocks and we hear about checking your batteries and your alarms. But we say there's a better way to do that. That is to check your entire alarm.
When it comes to alarms, then, the first thing we need to do is just check them. Be observant.
That's it. So a lot of people do not realize that every smoke alarm needs to be replaced at least every 10 years. So people, we often hear, I change the batteries in my alarm. So they're good. They're fine. I changed the batteries.
Everything's covered.
Yes. And then we also hear, my contractor installed them in 2006, so they don't need to be replaced. That is absolutely not true. Every 10 years, every alarm needs to be replaced.
Even a KIDA alarm.
Even a KIDA alarm, yes. I would love to say KIDA is immune to that, but it's absolutely not. We want everyone to stay safe and to keep their alarms in the best working order possible.
Let's say this one more time because it's so important. Every alarm has an expiration date.
Every alarm needs to be replaced at least every 10 years. Now, if you're like most of the people and have forgotten when you installed your alarms. So everyone who's listening, I would ask you to think right now, when did you install your alarms? And if you can't answer that, it's a really good time to check.
So when one purchases a KIDA alarm today here at Home Depot, for example,
yes,
take notice of the date that you made the purchase so that you can think 10 years out.
That's right. Or, better yet, you could use the sticker that comes with the alarm to write on the side, installed on.
So KIDA is already on that.
We are. I mean, we try to think of everything. We want everyone to stay safe. We truly do.
And one effective way, or the most important way to stay safe, is just to be in prevention mode.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Number one, keep your alarms in working order. And by working order, and I hate to keep saying this, but to your point, it bears repeating. Every alarm needs to be replaced at least every 10 years. And if you have forgotten when you installed your alarms, or you don't know how old the alarms are, or perhaps you bought the home and the alarms were already installed, don't freak out. Don't panic. It's fine. Don't call the fire department. It's fine. I can help you establish a good benchmark. So all you need to do is climb the ladder, unfortunately, and then a simple twist off of the bracket on the back of the alarm is a manufacturing date. So use that date. Sometimes it's hard to find, but you'll see it. It's a date. It's the date, the month, and the year, typically in the format. And just add 10 years to that. So if your alarms are over 10 years old, it's a really good time to replace them.
And what better place to replace them than Home Depot? We have them right out here at our display at the London East Home Depot location.
That is absolutely it. And what we have on display are our alarms that have a built-in 10-year battery. So the battery, so we've already established, right, that the alarms need to be replaced every 10 years. So we have models that have a built-in 10 ear battery. And so the benefit of this type of alarm is that, number one, you never have to change the battery over the life of the alarm, ever. So we lost an hour last night, and I'm feeling the impact. Who out there is drinking coffee like I am today?
And you have one of the stronger ones.
I have, yes, you guys who are listening. I'm drinking a latte, and I'm on my second one. So come drink with me. Come down to the store. But so we lost an hour last night. I'm trying to recover from it. But these alarms are perfect. They're a great solution for those people who don't have time for a lot of maintenance, you know. So not only does it save you time from climbing the ladder, but they save you money in the long run. So a lot of people falsely believe that these types of alarms with a built-in battery are more expensive. On their face, they are. Yes, they're about, it depends on the model, but it could be between $20 and $40 more. But in the long run, changing batteries over a 10-year period, we believe is about $60. So in the long run, these built-in battery models are cheaper. They cost you less time. They cost you less money. And they don't have low battery terps. In 10 years, you install it, test it weekly. In 10 years, it'll send you a chirp that says, replace me. That's what it means. Replace.
It's
two
talking
beeps.
To us.
It is. You know, it's two beeps and 30 seconds, two beeps and 30-second pause, and that means to replace the alarm. So it's a worry-free solution.
We'll be talking a little bit about carbon monoxide. We'll be talking about the importance of seniors being vigilant, too.
Yes.
But I want to stay a little bit with prevention for a moment. And some
yes.
of the things that we can do, especially on this day, a reminder when we sprung our clock ahead 1 hour. One of the things that we need to be mindful of is clearing those furnace intakes and the exhausts from any debris.
That's right. So especially during snowy times of the year, we don't want that exhaust to be blocked. So we want those fumes to be able to escape the home and not stay trapped inside. So absolutely. So make sure just walk the perimeter of your home and just make sure that your exhausts are clear. And especially if we get a lot of snow. Right, and
we've
make
been pretty
sure
fortunate in London this year, but it doesn't mean you don't check.
Exactly, that's exactly it. Make sure tree limbs and leaves and just yard debris doesn't block any exhaust vents.
Back to the alarms, cleaning them.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of people are like, "What?" So I, you guys, by the way, I answer our social media a lot. And so I'll get answers like, questions like, hey, my alarms are beeping. And I'm like, well, have you cleaned them? And they're like, what? I didn't know I had to clean them. So if you think about where the alarms are, they're on the ceiling. And Brian, how often do you dust your ceiling?
I tend to a little more because I'm closer to the ceiling than most people.
You guys, I just wanted to say this commentary that Brian is very, very tall. I am not. I am vertically challenged.
but
Brian
right.
is very,
Most
very tall.
Most people see it up there. They see the light flashing. Mm-hmm. It looks like everything's active.
Yes.
But they don't think of cleaning it.
Yes, exactly. So that alarm, if you were to pull your alarm off the ceiling, and if you haven't cleaned it and it's been up there for maybe 5 or so years, if you were to open, don't, listeners, do not crack open your alarm, but if you were to crack it open, you would be shocked at what is inside. There will most likely be bugs. There will most likely be junk, dirt, dust.
And any of that can inhibit the performance of the alarm.
It sure can, because there's a highly sensitive smoke sensor inside, and if something gets on top of it, it may think that it's smoke because those sensors are reading particles. And so if a particle comes across and stays in its field, then, it can signal. Absolutely. So we caution everyone to take a gentle, vacuum attachment and just clean, kind of pull some of that out. Or, here's another thing, a can of compressed air and gently.
Which you'd use for a computer keyboard.
Exactly.
Which you can get at Home Depot.
Exactly. What a great idea. Yeah, come on down here. get some can of air or a new alarm or fire extinguisher. We haven't talked about those yet, but absolutely. So, yes, we urge everyone. It's in your owner's manual that came with your alarm. It's online, too, instructions how to clean. But please keep those cleaned. You clean every other appliance in your home. Think of your smoke alarm as an appliance.
Some people measure the success rate of their alarm by burning their toast last Thursday. The alarm goes off, does its job, and then, oh, well, it works. So I guess I'm good for another year.
Yeah, that's not true. So here's another, I think, eye-opening revelation, is that the test button on that alarm is really just testing to make sure that there's a power source, right? So a lot of people think, well, I hit the test button and my alarm is still working. But it may not be, because that test button is not testing the alarm's ability to sense smoke. It is testing your alarm's power source, just that it's still hardwired into the home or the battery is still functioning. So just know that if your alarm is over 10 years old, even if the test button is still working, it's time to change it.
It's important for us to talk directly to seniors on the show, isn't it, today?
Yes, absolutely. Seniors are at higher risk than the average adults.
And we're going to pick up on that number when we come back here. We're live to air on 980 CFPL's Experts from Home Depot, the London East location. We're on Clark Road at Dundas. Very pleased to welcome back to the show our safety expert, Sharon Cooksey from KIDA. And we're back with more on 980 CFPL's Experts.
Now, back to the experts on Global News Radio, 980 CFPL.
With Brian Nuttall, and I'm very pleased to be with our safety expert, Sharon Cooksey, representing KIDA. They're online at KIDA.com. Knowing what to do in the event of a fire is particularly important for older adults. At age 65, people are twice as likely to be killed or injured by fires compared to the population at large. And with our numbers growing every year, especially in London, adults age 65 and older make up about 12% of the population. So it really is, Sharon, essential to take the necessary steps to stay safe.
Absolutely. So I was first concerned about this. I heard about a fire where there were two seniors and the husband, they were in their late 70s. The husband was still working, which I will be, I promise you. And so he left to go to the store. He was on his way to work. He passed by the house and the house was on fire. He had just left 5 minutes ago. His wife was still inside asleep. And they had working smoke alarms, but she didn't hear them.
Right.
Now, he did what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. He dialed 911 immediately, and then he ran in the house. I can't blame him. I can't blame him.
It would be a natural thing to do.
Right.
But where were the mistakes made?
To rescue your loved one. Yes, absolutely. Now, I just want everyone to know that they're both okay now. They found the wife and the husband next to the back, 10 feet from the back door. They're fine. They succumbed to smoke inhalation. But here was the issue, is that she didn't hear the alarms because she had some mild hearing loss, right? So we came in and installed interconnected alarms throughout their home, which mean that they talk to each other, if you will. So if you can picture the average two-story home, the kitchen's on the bottom floor, the bedroom's on the second floor at the opposite end of the house. So let's say you are asleep in your bedroom on the second floor and a fire breaks out in the kitchen. And by the way, 50% of all fires start in the kitchen, which makes sense if you think about what you're doing in the kitchen.
And stovetop.
Exactly. Yes. So, yes. So let's just say you're asleep in the bedroom, fire breaks out in the kitchen. Under a traditional system, the kitchen smoke alarm, or the alarm closest to the kitchen, would start to sound. And then the smoke would start to slowly drift up the stairs. And then, you know, an uncertain period of time would happen. And then finally, the smoke alarm outside of where the closest to you. But there's precious time being lost as the smoke is drifting through the house. Because today, we have less than 3 minutes on average to escape a burning building, right? And so, like, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we had on average 17 minutes. But today there's only less than three, like 2 to 3, really. So every second counts.
This is a great example of the senior who didn't hear the alarms.
Yes.
This interconnected system, is it just simply louder as well?
So, no. So they all ring, great question. They all ring at the same decibel. There are underwriter laboratory specifications that every manufacturer should be adhering to. But what I'll say is that 40% of all seniors have reported at least one a disability, and most often it's mobility or hearing loss or both, right? So in this example, the lady that I just spoke about from the fire, they had four working smoke alarms. They were all going off, but they weren't in her bedroom, and she didn't hear them because she had mild hearing loss. So what we did is we installed interconnected throughout her house, made sure there was one in the bedroom so that she could hear it because she needed extra time to get out. She just really did. So with an interconnected alarm system, in that same scenario, bedroom on the second floor, kitchen on the bottom floor, fire breaks out in the kitchen. The second that the alarm closest to the kitchen alerts, it sends a signal to every other alarm in the house, so they all go off simultaneously. This is absolutely the earliest notification that we have.
So we have a show of empowerment, and what we could do is encourage mom and dad's families to come to Home Depot, take
yes.
a look at the Kidde products today, and be monitoring mom and some of those challenges that she and he may be facing.
I love it. Yes, absolutely. And I've done this for my mother. So anyone who's listening, do not call my mother and tell her that I said her age, but I'm going to. So she is 83. And here's a frightening, I don't mean to frighten anybody, just a word of caution. Seniors over the age of 85 are almost four times at risk in case of a fire. So they are four times as likely not to make it out of a home fire.
And 99% of those wonderful moms and dads are
yes.
saying, I don't have any problems.
That's
here.
Oh, my gosh. And you are so right. That is such an astute point. My mother happens to be one of that 99%. So I just went in and installed them because they look like a regular alarm. But here's what I would like to say to everyone who's listening is that today until 1 o'clock, I have some buy one, get one free coupons. So if you're
just to remind everybody that we're at Home Depot,
yes.
London East location,
yes.
Clark Road at Dundas.
Yes. So please come in here before 1 o'clock and ask me for a coupon. We never do this. We haven't done a buy one, get one coupon in 15 years. But we are here today to help everyone understand that now is the time to check your alarms and to replace them if they need to. And if you want to take care of your elderly community, your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, today's the day to do it because we have this great buy one, get one coupon.
Let's give a shout out to our fire prevention experts who kindly
Yay.
Dropped by and supported us too today.
They are amazing. You guys, the London Fire Department is here. They are absolutely amazing. Guess what? They have a truck out front.
That's awesome.
They will give
Can't miss us.
And they will give you a tour of the truck, I believe. They're all shaking their heads. Yes. Yes. So if you ever wondered what a fire truck looks like and what it feels like to sit in one, I think they're going to let you do it. Right? Captain Ron, yes?
Just ending out this very important segment on seniors. We want to look after mom. We want to look after dad today. So also be checking all of their clocks that they've sprung ahead,
Ooh, yes.
but also be checking those alarms as well today.
Yes.
Go over, visit them, and make sure they're good.
And it's so important. So important. Did you know, by the way, let me just throw another statistic at you. Every day, 10,000 people turn 65. every day 10,000 people turn 65. So that population is really mushrooming, and it's really growing.
Our beautiful city, and we're almost at 500,000 now in population. I mean, this town is booming.
I love London.
But we have always typically had a lot of seniors in London. So you're talking to a number of them today, Sharon.
So please check.
Talk directly to them. Talk
please.
To them.
Please, seniors, check your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms, too, which I believe we're going to discuss a little bit later. But make sure, because you, unfortunately, I need it. I need extra time. You know, I need extra time to get out. So please make sure and install alarms. Check your alarms. Make sure that they are not older than 10 years old. And you know what? If you feel like you aren't comfortable climbing the ladder to check your alarms, the London Fire Department will absolutely come out and check them for you. All you have to do is call them, and they would much rather come out before a fire happens than have to respond to one.
You just touched on CO. It's the silent killer, and we're going to talk about that because it's important that we do. We're live to air today from Home Depot with Kitta. We're at the London East location on Clark Road at Dundas. Our clocks have sprung ahead, or if you haven't had that chance to do so, spring them ahead. We're into daylight saving time now, and Kitta is back on 980 CFPL's Experts.
Now, back to the experts on Global News Radio 980 CFPL.
And good morning. This is Brian Nuttall. Our show on this Sunday is presented by Kidde, the world's largest manufacturer of fire safety products, including smoke and carbon monoxide alarms that we're going to be talking about next, fire extinguishers, escape ladders, fire safety accessories. We're live to air. We're from Home Depot, the London East location. Clark Road at Dundas, our clocks have sprung forward today, which means that spring is around the corner. Groundhog or no groundhog, or right? We're just saying spring's coming eventually here.
I mean, it's nice.
And are you having enough fun?
I mean, yes, I am, actually. Thank you, Brian. Are you having enough fun?
I'm having a lot of fun, but we have a very important expert show today.
We sure do. Yes, we do. And speaking of experts, you guys, guess who is standing behind me? District Chief Dash. Hello. Hello, DC. I call him the General. I just want you to know that. You should see all the stripes and bars he has on his.
Impressive, eh?
So I call him the General. That's his new nickname. But thank you for coming down here today, District
Chief. My pleasure.
Chief.
My pleasure.
Any one tip for everybody that's listening? Because I know that you showed up here on this day when everyone is losing an hour of sleep to help save some lives.
What is the important message that we need to hear from you today?
Fire safety is always important. We want people to be as prepared as they can be to be safe in their home. And particularly this time of year, our clock has just changed, and the message is always check your batteries, change your batteries whenever the clocks change. So that's a reminder for everyone to be safe in their homes.
That's awesome.
It's more than a job for you. I mean, you're here. Your team is here. You have others from other parts of the district, and it's important to you to be in prevention mode, and you need to be consistently sending that message out.
Prevention's important. Obviously, we don't want to go to places where people are having trouble in their homes with fire, carbon monoxide. Prevention is always more important than our response. We always try to have people be safe so that we don't even need to go. That would be the goal.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I did earlier say that you guys would much rather come in advance of a fire to do some prevention.
Prevention and education.
Yes.
Is always important. We want people to know how to escape, how to make their home safe. And smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms are the first step in that.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you for doing what you do every day, and a shout out to your team that are there, and it's a good feeling to know you're there.
We're happy to be here. We want people to come down and say hi, look at the trucks, and meet us. Meet you guys.
That's
awesome.
That is phenomenal. You guys, I travel a lot all over Canada and the U.S., and I have to say the London Fire Department is best in class. I love these guys.
You've just kind of taken that for granted.
I mean,
We've known that for a long time.
And you shouldn't. These guys are amazing.
Thank you. We're friendly, eh? We're friendly.
Yes, you are.
We won't bite. Come on down. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Sharon, let's talk about having a plan at home, the escape routes.
Yes. Speaking of prevention, right? Yes, absolutely. So escape planning is very very, very important. Here is the thing. You need to know two ways out because one way may be blocked. And I would just love to, I really don't want to share it, but I'm going to share a story. I'm sad that it happened. But in another city that's close by, I'll leave all of the names out. There were some children. Breaks my heart to tell this story. I get emotional every time I talk about it. There were two children who were at home. They were in their, like, 10 and 12, right? And so they were at home. Their parents had just left for work. At 10, I was babysitting. I think it's fine to, you know, to stay home. But anyway, so they did what they weren't supposed to do, and that was they started cooking. They made toast. They made toast in the toaster. And it caught fire. The toaster did. And the children at that moment were more afraid of the reaction of their parents than they were the fire. So they ran upstairs to their bedroom and they hid under the bed as their home burnt. And it went up in 1 minute. And the neighbors saw the smoke. They called the fire department. The fire department responded in under 2 minutes, which is an incredible number. It was a very fast response. But the home went up so quickly, the children were hiding under their beds. By the time they realized that they needed to get out, they couldn't because the stairwell downstairs was blocked. Flames. It was a burning. Too hot to go down. And the window was stuck. They couldn't get out. So a neighbor tried to break the windows out, and when he did, the heat forced all the windows out. It blew the windows out, and they heard the neighbors heard the children screaming for help on the top floor, and the fire department was able to put the fire out, and they found the children next to the windows. It's a very sad story. And
in their memory, we can learn a very good lesson.
Absolutely, yes, because I get very emotional to talk about this.
I see that.
The thought of those children screaming on the top floor gets to me, and there's nothing you could do. So please, please do something now. Make an escape plan.
Two
ways out. Two ways out. That way those children knew how to get out the window, how to get out of a window. There are, if you have a two-story home, we have ladders. We have two-story and three-story escape ladders that you can use instead of jumping out of a window. I want everyone out there to be safe. We have coupons today, which we never have. Please come down here and use one of our coupons, buy one, get one, and get an escape ladder or get a fire extinguisher or get alarms. Get something to protect your home in case you need it.
We're just to the right of the main entrance at the London East Home Depot. You really can't miss us.
I know, right? There's a crowd of people. There's firefighters everywhere, you guys. Come on down here, please. Oh, and we have coffee, and we have pastries.
And we have breakfast, lunch, and an appetizer for dinner.
We sure
There's
do.
There's more food here.
And we have Brian Natal with Ask the Experts here as well. I mean, it can't get any better than this.
Carbon monoxide has the potential to exist in up to 88% of all homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the significance of that eye-opening, ear-catching statistic and what we can do about it with Kidda. We're live to air from the London East Home Depot with Sharon Cooksey from Kidda. Back with more on 980 CFPL's Experts.
Now, back to the experts on Global News Radio, 980 CFPL.
With Brian Nuttall, our show is presented by Kidda, the world's largest manufacturer of fire safety products. And just spell Kidda for me.
It looks like kitty.
Yeah.
Everyone says it's kitty. And I get in arguments with people who tell me it's kitty. It's K-I-D-D-E, but it's Kidda. Like... duh, I should have installed some Kidda in my home, right?
And Kidda.com, easy to remember. Go to the website. Everything's there.
Yes, Kidda Canada, actually. KiddaCanada.com or Kidda.com. Either one work. But absolutely, we want everybody to buy some to install alarms. I mean, we are going to love it if it's Kidda, but yeah.
I mentioned before we took the break that carbon monoxide has the potential to exist in up to 88% of all homes. It's referred to as the silent killer.
Yes.
And this is also going to make this show invaluable for our listeners today by first asking Sharon, what is carbon monoxide?
Thank you for asking that. So carbon monoxide is a gas that comes from basically in a nutshell, any appliance that is not electrically powered. So taking inventory of your home, if you have anything that's natural gas, like a range, a heater, a water heater, or propane, or kerosene, or wood burning, or even gasoline, like a mower puts off carbon monoxide.
So in other words, we all, without exaggeration, have something that could be the source.
Most likely. 88%. Absolutely. And so carbon monoxide doesn't have a smell to it. So a lot of people think it's like natural gas. Oh, they are completely different. So carbon monoxide does not have a smell. It does not have a taste, and you cannot see it. So, and here's the scary part for me. This was the scary part when I first learned about CO. A lot of people say carbon dioxide. That's different. This is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide symptoms feel like the flu. They mirror each other all the way down the list until you hit fever. Carbon monoxide does not have a fever attached to it, but it does have an increased heart rate as a symptom.
So in other words, it's symptomatic, but we don't necessarily know what's causing it.
That's right. So you could think that you have the flu. Oftentimes people think, oh, I'm getting sick. I'm going to go lie down and sleep it off. And unfortunately, they could be lying down in the very environment that's making them sick to begin with. And it, you know, basically how carbon monoxide works is it robs your body's ability to absorb oxygen. So you could translate that as almost suffocating. So you're being oxygen deprived, which is going to make you a little dizzy. It's going to make you lightheaded, sleepy, can make you sick to your stomach. There are a variety of things. And we think it's really seriously underreported because it feels so much like the flu or food poisoning. But the best way, almost the only way, short of you calling District Chief Dash's crew down every day, is to have a CO alarm. That's the only way to detect it, truly.
There are carbon monoxide alarms, and then there's the Kidda carbon monoxide alarm.
That's right.
Let's outline the differences.
So Kidda CO alarms have, most of them have a built-in 10-year battery, right? Which is, again, worry-free. Let me tell you another story. So there was a guy in another part of the country who had a security system, right? So, you know, one of those fancy, fancy, highfalutin, as they say, monitored security systems. And he had attached to it smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. Okay. So as a housewarming gift, his friend gave him one of our Kidda, carbon monoxide alarms. It has a built-in battery. You just stick it on a shelf. And he's sleeping, he and his three young children, 3, 5, and 7 of age, right? 3, 5, and 7. They're all in the home asleep, and he is awakened to hearing the beep, 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 beep. And he's like, where on earth is it coming from? Because it wasn't his monitored system. Guess what? It was that CO alarm that he had tucked away in the back of the corner of the dresser. And it was going off, and they didn't really know what to do. So they ran out of the house and dialed 911, and I'm glad they did, because the fire department came in and found very elevated levels of carbon monoxide in the home, and his monitored system did not go off. but our little teeny weeny kidda
did the job.
It did, and it saved their lives. So they wrote into us to tell us that it saved their lives. We love hearing from people. If you have a CO story, please write in and tell us. We'd love to hear how our products are changing your life.
And Akita, you're so active on social media, and you can just send that message out, Facebook, Twitter, and so people helping are helping others.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely. We've heard from several survivors who become advocates, really, because they understand what it feels like and how it is to, you know, succumb to carbon monoxide.
How does carbon monoxide end up in our home? We'll talk about that next, because we've talked about the sources, but now we have to look at where there are some challenges, from a cracked pipe to, so we need to talk about that because it's real important. The Experts is live to air today from Home Depot. We're at the London East location with the entry off Clark Road at Dundas. I hope you have moved your clocks ahead 1 hour, and it's a reminder to be safe, stay safe, and this could be the most important thing you hear today, our experts on 980 CFPL.
Coulter's Pharmacy and Home Healthcare presents This Moment in London Knights History. On January 23rd, 2015, Max Domi showed off his talent by flipping the puck over Sarnia Sting goalie Taylor Dupuis and knocking it into the net. With this spectacular move, he earned himself a Goal of the Year nomination. Coulter's Pharmacy and Home Healthcare, 1709 Dundas Street and coulterspharmacy.com.
Why are we so fascinated by royalty and celebrity? Who'll win the next election or Academy Award? Who will be the MVP or the number one draft pick on our favorite sports team? I think we're always looking for real-life heroes, a rescuer, someone that'll turn the ship around.
I'm Charles Morris, inviting you to join me for Haven Today, where we address challenging issues in the world today, and we share solutions, all pointing to the supreme rescuer of all time. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 980 CFPL.
When relationships break down, you have options. Cohen Hiley Mediations offer a non-adversarial resolution process, which is typically completed in only 1 or 2 days. Cohen Hiley Lawyers, there for you when you need us.
Cohen Hiley.
BBAC is closing its doors forever. Now is the time to save. Cash deals on big screen TVs, laptops, instruments, jewelry, and more. Act fast before it's too late. BBAC at 978 Oxford Street East. Massive store-wide sale on now.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 980 CFPL.
Now, back to the experts on Global News Radio, 980 CFPL.
With Brian Nuttall with Kidde Canada, the world's largest manufacturer of fire safety products. We're talking about carbon monoxide in the segment. Has the potential to exist in up to 88% of our homes. And earlier, Sharon, you talked about some of the sources from our furnace, our gas stove, our gas dryer, portable generators. But now I want to get specific. What do we need to look for that could be a potential hazard when it comes to CO exposure?
So, first and foremost, check your appliances, right? So we don't think about it often, but your furnaces wear out over time, which is a common source, a natural gas furnace or propane or kerosene. Make sure that you check for cracks, pipes. We strongly recommend you bring in a qualified service technician and let them check it.
I'm going to go as far as to say not the one who calls you at 6 o'clock and interrupts dinner.
I would go as far as to agree with you, yes. And then and then also, you know what? Fireplaces are a real common source of CO. Make sure the flue and that it's not cracked in any way. The flue is open or can open and close. There's no blockage, et cetera, et cetera.
Blockage is key, and the venting is, get that checked.
That's absolutely it. So if you can think about it this way, you want that air to get out of the home. And here's another thing. 10, 15 years ago, homes, maybe 50 years ago, homes were designed to turn air over around 12 times an hour, right? Today, we turn, with our very energy efficient homes, we turn air over once a day. So if you can
imagine, that's compounding a challenge.
That's exactly it. So we're bringing in more appliances that run on things that aren't electricity, but the air is not ventilating. The homes aren't as ventilated in a good way, right? Because it's very energy efficient. But not so good for us. So that's why we strongly recommend CO alarms. And listen here, one is most likely not enough. I hear all the time, well, I've got an alarm on the bottom floor.
Because we talk about smoke alarms and having one near the bedroom.
Yes.
On all levels.
Yes.
But CO, talk about that.
Same thing. If you think about placement, you can put smoke and CO almost in the same places. At least one on every floor. One in every bedroom and one outside the sleeping areas. But here's what I caution everybody. I'm offering tours of my home. But if you were to take that tour, you would see one CO alarm in every room. And here's why. CO goes wherever it feels like. It is not discriminating against a room. You can have two rooms side by side. Your bedroom on the left has a lethal amount of CO, and the bedroom on the right has zero. CO goes wherever it feels like going. And that's why I have one alarm in every room. It is not going to hurt you at all to have an alarm in every room. You can have more alarms. I would much rather you have one every 10 feet than none. And the other thing is CO can actually travel through drywall. So it can go from your living room to your dining room through a drywall. You just cannot predict where it's going to be. It travels in pockets. It weighs the same as air. Doesn't rise like smoke does. It's everywhere and anywhere in the room it feels like being.
Just to be clear, are there certain levels of carbon monoxide that are harmful, or is any level potentially?
So this is a great question because it's a misperception by everyone. So there is ambient carbon monoxide in the air all the time. If you think about the cars outside, they're all producing carbon monoxide. So there's ambient levels. It's at a certain level across a period of time. So there's not really, I couldn't tell you in a short form that this is a lethal level. What I can tell you is that there is a chart on your carbon monoxide alarm that will tell you what is considered by all the government agencies a healthy level. So it just depends on the parts per million, which is how we measure carbon monoxide, and over what time period.
And the KIDA alarm is what you need.
I think so. Of course, that I work for Gita. But absolutely. But here's the deal.
Is there advantages to this product?
There are. Basically, we have a bunch of features, and we think they're worry-free, and we think they're hassle-free. And we were one of the very first carbon monoxide alarms on the market. So we've been specced by many governmental agencies. So we are very proud of our carbon monoxide alarm line, and we want – but at the end of the day – we just want to make sure that everybody has enough carbon monoxide protection. Because here in London, actually, several years ago, there was an issue with a pool heater, and the homeowners thought that they had a carbon monoxide alarm. It was a smoke alarm. So there was the fire department was called to that. So everybody today, while you're checking your smoke alarms, check your car to make sure you have enough carbon monoxide alarm protection in your home. And one more time, we just a special for this store only, for London, Ontario only. We have a buy one, get one coupon. We never do these. I said it before. Haven't done this in 15 years. Until 1 p.m. today, I have buy one, get one coupons. You'll never find this deal again. Come see us. The London Fire Department is here. We've got coffee. We've got pastries.
Food. We have a lot of food.
Yeah, we've got a ton of food. And we've got some stuff for the kids, too. So come on down here.
Feels good to save lives.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it does. Yeah. It really does.
We'll have you back in a year, if not sooner.
I look forward to it.
All right. It's a pleasure having you here, Sharon Cooksey from KIDA on 980 CFPL's Experts. And again, please join us here at the London East Home Depot location. Sharon is here until 1 o'clock. Lots of opportunity to meet the good people from KIDA. And have yourself a great, safe day.
Yay.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 980 CFPL.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.